We've got it. This transmission
is coming to you. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 10th day of February, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and Lord willing, we'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, it is a big broadcast, obviously. The world just gets crazier by the minute. In the second hour, I will open the phones up for the families of veterans who have committed suicide. It's 22 a day and growing. It's growing every month, unfortunately. And we're going to look at why this phenomenon is exploding to epic and pandemic proportions. Because the establishment wants to only focus on violence when they can get some power out of it and use the crisis to take basic liberties. They want it swept under the rug dealing with not just suicide of the troops, but will you guys print me suicide now, number one cause of unnatural death in the U.S.? Print me that in the 22 a day dead. Thank you, because I'll need that in the second hour. I forgot to have those exhibits for people, for the TV viewers and radio listeners. We are streaming video at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, where to start today? Let me just go over the headlines. In fact, I intended to come today to talk about the police state drones, expanded war in the Middle East, Israel strike in Syria, maybe first in a series, Washington Post. But last night and this morning, I watched several times the video that Paul Watson's posting right now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. World Banker makes stunning confession. And it's James Wolfensohn, but it has a couple clips off financial channels, TV as well. Something he said 2 years ago that we covered at the time, but I was reminded of it, where they talked about how most of the West is going to be poor in the next decade and how the middle class is going to disappear. And he was telling top PhD students this here in the United States. What was it? Stanford Research Institute, which is about as high level as it gets in actual technocratic training. And I just wanted to point out that this is all an engineered program on record, and I'm going to write an article tomorrow, I'll have to write it tonight, with Paul Watson, and then he'll finish it up in the morning. That's going to be published at InfoWars.com, if not tomorrow, Tuesday, but if I procrastinate, it will never get done. Just showing where the globalists admit this is by design, because this doesn't have to happen. And I saw that video, and it reminded me, and I did some more research last night, and sure enough, I go to drudgereport.com probably 15 times a day, like I do InfoWars.com, and really that's about the two sites now. I got a Wired some too and a couple of others, CNET. And I saw these headlines out of Bloomberg: China eclipses U.S.'s biggest trading nation measured in goods. And then I saw this other one: Fed holdings of U.S. Government debt hit 1.696691. trillion, up 257% under Obama. And I thought I would break this down today. I was already planning it, and I'm glad that Drudge is concerned about it, because this is not a big enough issue out there. I mean, it's not even on the radar screen for most people. How did we even allow the communist dictatorial Chinese to own our debt? And what is this part of in the future? And again, it's really not our debt. Most of it is derivatives we've signed on to. So I'm going to be breaking down this fact again in more detail today, because being aware of this is what is going to allow ourselves to extricate ourselves from this engineered system. The globalists have decided to transfer everything to India and China and the third world. And it's not going to benefit their people either. They've decided to impoverish us as a tool of political control. All this and a lot more, a new cybersecurity power grab as well. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones, transmitting worldwide. You are listening to The Voice of the Resistance.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I love to open the broadcast, especially on the Sunday transmission, with the words of Thomas Jefferson. It's like dumping an ocean of holy water on Count Dracula. It is, to the order of 10, the equivalent of drawing your fingernails across a chalkboard for authoritarian control freak sycophants worldwide. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for joining us on this Sunday, February 10th, 2013, global transmission. We have a very important broadcast lined up for you yet again today. For all of our AM and FM affiliates across the United States and people listening to the internet streams at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as viewers at InfowarsNews.com, thank you so much for tuning in today. All right, let me just do this. Let me just try to just go over some headlines for you and then dive in to the top stories that are military, economic, and authoritarian in nature, dealing with domestic drones, Pentagon drones being used now in the manhunt for the reported rampaging former cop who's shooting people. And then the police keep shooting vehicles that aren't even the same color or make and model. They've now attacked and shot up. They're saying a second, but from my reading, it's the third vehicle that looks nothing like it. I mean, you could be driving a unicycle and they'd go crazy. What is behind this hysteria? The wicked flee when none pursue. I think it's a Bible verse. I'm not saying the LAPD are all wicked, but this is a hysterical activity. Coming up, huge asteroid will miss by 15 minutes. That's what NASA says, using a timing of the fact that it was at its speed of 17,000 miles an hour. That's about 15 minutes away from the Earth, or inside the main belt of satellites. But the asteroid is also 17,000 miles away when it passes, not just moving that fast. So NASA says everything's going to be absolutely A-OK. And I tend to believe them, because if a real asteroid was going to be hitting us, they wouldn't be telling us about it, I can assure you. But they say in the 100 years or so they've been tracking asteroids with telescopes and radio systems, this is the closest one has ever passed, and it would be hundreds of thousands of megatons, the equivalent of hydrogen bombs going off, if it was to actually hit the planet Earth. Okay, so that story is obviously important, but we'll cover it more a little bit later in the transmission. The storm that has hit the Northeast has killed reportedly 10 people and left millions without power and stranded 700,000 individuals. And my only question is this: why is FEMA again putting up signs outside their offices saying closed for the storm? I thought they're the people that are going to protect us. Winter storm buries Northeast, leaves 10 dead, 700,000 powerless. I also was reading stranded. New Englanders are digging out 3 feet of snow, now it's up to 4 feet, and stranded motorists were still being reached by emergency crews early Sunday after one of the biggest blizzards in a generation left at least 10 people dead and over 700,000 electricity across the Northeast. Of course, the answer to Nemo, the storm, is to pay Al Gore more money, because every time there's bad weather, hot or cold, Al Gore says pay carbon credits on all carbon dioxide that plants breathe, and this bad weather will stop. There's always bad weather somewhere in the world. There's tens of thousands of microclimates in the planet, but that's just some of the news on that front. Israel is saying they may strike Syria on a routine basis now, and again, I'm not an enemy of Israel. But at the same time, Assad didn't attack anybody. He's been pretty mainline the last decade since his dad died. And our government and NATO are putting al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria to take over those countries. And they're engaged in ethnic cleansing of Christians and Muslim minorities. And it's all on record. And you turn on CNN, it's like the valiant freedom fighters move towards Damascus and on and on. While they're the ones attacking and they're the ones committing the atrocities, this is not some internal operation to overthrow the Assad regime, the interests that have hijacked our country, the people that have conquered us through financial fraud, I'm going to get to that in a moment, are the ones using al-Qaeda to take over Libya and Syria, and it's totally immoral. It's a preemptive invasion, and some say, oh, come on, Alex, let's get rid of Arab dictators. What, get rid of Mubarak and then put the Muslim Brotherhood in, who are now running around sexually mutilating women and you know everything else? I mean, put something 10 times worse in? In fact, how about 100 times worse? Because the Muslim Brotherhood is just fronting for the Saudi Arabia and the jihadis. And now put actual al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria, and they're beheading Christians, and that's in the foreign news, but not on the news here? I mean, it's Twilight Zone. And then if I fly, the TSA wants to grab my genitals because al-Qaeda might be hiding in my Calvin Klein underwear or might be hiding in my Fruit of the Loom underwear while the government runs al-Qaeda. I mean, listen, I'm done, okay? I'm done. Here's the Washington Post. Israeli strike in Syria might be first in series. And they just say, oh, we've taken 4 or 5 miles in of buffer zone. They already took some of that back in the 60s. And why not just take the whole country as a buffer zone? And they say, because of al-Qaeda. You've got to love the fact that Israel, NATO, the United States, that is the interest running these countries. The people are all pretty much the same. They just want a good future for their children. Whether you're Syrian, Israeli, American, French, pretty much humans are humans. People are people. But just the bizarreness that they're doing this and the media is not even making a big issue out of it. Even though we know it's controlled media, this is bizarre. I mean, this would be like saying Superman is Lex Luthor. You'd go, no, he's not. Superman's the enemy of Lex Luthor. It's that dumbed down and bizarro, to use another term out of comic books, that this is going on, that it doesn't even compute for me. I mean, that's how stupid the system thinks you are. The propaganda is targeted at about a third grade level, literally. The bad man wear turban. We take your rights and set up checkpoint for bad man in turban. I'm like, well, Anwar al-Awlaki, CIA, it's been leaked and confirmed that he hangs out at the Pentagon and got orders. No, he's bad man in turban. No, he works for you. What, you say America, al-Qaeda? No, criminal elements that have hijacked America are using al-Qaeda to take over whoever they want and to menace us so the system can play the part of the good cop and take our rights. You understand that? The foreign banks are the good cop. The bad cop is al-Qaeda. It's very elementary. It's very elementary. Senator Palpatine hires mercenaries to attack his own planet to become dictator. That's Star Wars, Episode 3. Five-year-olds can figure it out. Can adults figure it out? Can you figure it out? Can you figure it out? Can you figure it out? That is the $64 trillion question. All right, when we come back here, that's just some of the news. DHS, watchdog, OKs, suspicionless seizures of electronic devices along border. And the problem is they grab U.S. citizens' computers and sometimes just don't give them back when you fly in. And then the last time before they got stopped, they were doing it to anybody that flew. They just take your laptop and download the contents without a warrant. Police are now doing this with your cell phones, saying it's not part of your person, papers, or effects. Really, Fourth Amendment, person, papers, or effects. My iPhone is not my effects. And then we've got another one even bigger here. CISPA back, hacking, online espionage, resurrect cybersecurity bill, which even CNET News, that CBS says, is Russian or Chinese style internet censorship. So all of that is coming up. But first, when we come back, the top stories. We have been maneuvered by design to be debtors to the communist Chinese, and the globalists are on record saying they're going to impoverish Americans, but also Westerners, as a tool of political control. And I'm going to tie that into the police state. Christopher Dorner, the first U.S. homeland drone strike victim, Current TV saying that, the Al Jazeera and Al Gore run system. And we've got it also out of Reuters, but it's not true because... look at this. Meet the North Dakota family of anti-government separatists busted by cops using a Predator drone. That was 2 years ago. They're using drones all the time. The military-industrial complex that Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us about, but I guess he's with Al-Qaeda.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back, my friends. Alex Jones here live, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Syndicated weekday transmission, of course, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time as well. Okay, where to start here? In the second hour, I'm going to open the phones up specifically for the families and those that have been victimized by the epidemic of suicides by active duty, but also of veterans, now 22 a day as of just a few weeks ago. And the mainstream media doesn't want to focus on this. The system, the establishment, just wants to wrap itself in the heroism of the men and women of the armed services and their missions and get reflected glory from it, and then speak for them while stealing their pension funds, while using them for guinea pigs in medical experiments. The list goes on and on. We're going to really talk about this in the second hour on the Sunday transmission and humanize these folks. You can hear them call in, hear their names. I mean, I myself could go pull up local news articles all over the place. I mean, I know people who've got family in the military who've committed suicide. I know you know people. I mean, it's 22 a day. It's over 10,000 just the last few years. It dwarfs combat-related fatalities. And so you're going to hear all this hype about 20 dead children at Sandy Hook and we need to turn our guns in. Or you're going to hear we got to shut down all of Southern California and have a total police state forever because one individual allegedly goes crazy and kills three police. But you're not going to hear the media get all hysterical and chew their fingernails and hide under the table over 22 servicemen and women committing suicide every single day. So we're going to be hearing from callers. I mean, I could easily get family, you know, members of folks that have died here in studio, but instead we'll just hear from you, specifically if you've lost family, direct family, close relation. And we don't screen calls here, but occasionally I give out the number and say, you know, only on this topic. And so it is only on that topic when I give the number out at the end of the hour coming up here in about 37 minutes from now. So stand by for that. We want to get your take on the situation and why you think it's happening. I mean, I know why it's happening. It's a cocktail of reasons, but too many tours, psychotropic drugs, experimental drug programs, and coming home and there's not being jobs. And a lot of people are scared of vets, and they shouldn't be because statistically, they're not any more violent than anybody else. In fact, some of the best workers out there, in my experience. But you got a lot of people that don't like veterans. And you got Homeland Security saying they're the number one terror threat. Well, I guess if you're afraid of Americans taking the country back ever, I guess the British government listed former veterans of the Redcoats and former veterans of the French and Indian War to be rounded up and have their guns turned in 1775. This isn't the first time corrupt empires have tried to disarm the veterans. After the czars fell, the Soviets did it. Well, before they became the Soviet Empire, the communists did it. The Bolsheviks did it. I don't want to digress into a history lesson. I'm going to get to that in the next segment on why we've been maneuvered by the globalists to be absolutely bankrupted by design. And I want to break down how that ties into Agenda 21. China eclipses U.S.'s biggest trading nation measured in goods, Bloomberg. And we'll get into what the Federal Reserve's up to. Now that's the real Rubicon right there. As of 2012 numbers, they've now come out a month and a half later, as they always do. The only reason the U.S. is still a bigger GDP than China is the fiat money, the Federal Reserve notes, and they're rapidly devaluing those because here in this article, Fed's holdings of U.S. government debt, notice it says Fed's, that's the private Federal Reserve, but they're backed up by the Treasury. So they want to buy it because the U.S. taxpayer has to back it up. They buy it with fiat zeros and ones. Federal Reserve just puts it on a balance sheet. They buy our debt and then sell it to the communist Chinese and others, or hold it. And then we, in turn, the American people, have to pay it back to the Fed, which is the private Federal Reserve set up by Standard Oil and others in 1913. It's just a giant. We can't just arrest these people like Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay. I mean, just, it can all end real quick. Sure, it takes some triaging debt, writing it off. They're already writing off this debt, by the way, their fake debt. They just use it as a black hole to shove our money into to get us more into debt. Because, again, when you're involved in fiat, the only reason it's valuable is getting us to accept it and believe it's our debt to then get real assets. And it's not just getting the real assets. It's being able to selectively enforce and shut down your competition. You know, just 30 years ago, if you study the history of it, when Republicans got in office, they would audit all the Democrats. That is, Democrats in federal government. They would harass them. When Democrats got in, they would do the same thing. And the kibosh kind of got put on that with Nixon, so I guess about 38 years ago or so. He got in trouble for that. Now, the parties don't do it to each other so much because they're all one big criminal gang at the top, at the committee chairman level. They do it to the American people, and they do it to former CIA, FBI folks that haven't towed the line. And the words out there, keep your mouth shut or we'll come take everything you got. I mean, it's just such intimidation. They're arresting whistleblowers that expose torture and putting them in jail for 30 months. I mean, you know, the CIA guy last week just got convicted. I mean, this is when liberty and freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails. And those that cried appease, appease are hung by those they tried to please. I mean, there's no doubt that, you know what a red and silver 57 Chevy looks like. You know what a 69 Corvette looks like, don't you? You know what an elephant looks like. This looks like a big, nasty, stinking, dangerous, horrible, aggressive, malignant, super cancer tyranny. Super cancer tyranny. Government gone absolutely crazy, haywire, power trip, from every level, unaccountable, more and more. The only areas of the country still growing, still prospering, despite the depression, are areas that were behind the curve on big government, like Texas. But we're still an incredible third world police state compared to many other areas in our past. It's just that we're a part of the body, you know, a group of organs that don't have all the deadly cancer completely yet. You know, we're not going into organ failure yet. So everybody's like running here as a lifeboat. It's being swamped. And the globalist goal is to swamp us, is to sink us. I'm going to explain that in the next segment. In fact, I said in the next segment, I'm already into the next segment and haven't gotten to my next big piece of news. When we come back, I'll get into Christopher Dorner. And again, the story's overblown and hyped, but in the story, you can educate and inform people about how the world really works. So it is a treasure trove, despite the fact that it's a tragedy, to understand the mind of megalomania and delusional fruitcakeism. I mean, the gleam in this guy's eyes, the pride. You can look at his manifesto all over. This is real. This isn't one of their staged events. It illustrates the spirit infecting government. We'll be right back.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones. My love is in league with the freeway. Its fashion will ride as the cities fly by.
The taillights dissolve in the coming good night. There is no turning back on the road, on the run. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And the site where we have the nightly news, weeknight, 7 o'clock. We also stream video of the weekday radio show And, of course, the Sunday 4 to 6 special transmission are all streamed at InfoWars News. That's one word, InfoWarsNews.com. That will take you over to PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, where to begin on this subject of Christopher Dorner? I covered some of this on Friday, the MO. When does something have the telltale signs of being staged? When doesn't it? When the media seizes on something instantly with a scripted focus of talking points, they are using a crisis to take liberties, or they allowed it to happen, or are involved. And there have been cases of all of those permutations on record of staged events or provocateur events throughout history, not just with our government, but countless other governments. I've read the manifesto, the two manifestos, and it fits into the narcissistic kind of mental illness of someone who's kicked out of the party. You know, oh, special ops, anti-terror, training, and then assigned a guy that's going to be Jack Bauer, 24. And then he's assigned to the LAPD and all the corruption he sees. And he says that, you know, he sees racism. And so now the media is like, maybe it is racism. We're going to reopen his firing case in 2007, 2008. And, you know, all of this tells you that it's a real event. Now, regardless of all of this, they could certainly piggyback other things on it to kind of use this down the road to save this crisis, to put it in that political piggy bank to use the capital later. California has introduced legislation that makes people turn in all their semi-automatics. That's going to cause even faster exodus from California, which is exactly what the globalists want. They want it to implode so they can consolidate power. But regardless, you've had now several vehicles shot up. One case wasn't even a truck. And another case was the wrong make and model, wrong color. The guy had a silver truck. It's a blue truck with women in it. And there's no apologies. It's just we're scared. And the image of tens of thousands of police up in the snow-capped mountains of California running around in giant armored combat gear that they can hardly walk in, it's ridiculous. Police officers are supposed to be investigators. They're supposed to be community service. They're supposed to be peacemakers. They're supposed to be peace officers. But see, they've militarized police and made them part of Homeland Security, and military goes and kills people and breaks things. And so that's the military we have here domestically now. And you're going to have some of their people go haywire because they've been educated and trained and prepped and prepared. I mean, if you trained a pit bull all day to go out and attack people, don't be surprised when it goes out and attacks people. You're like, yeah, but they're supposed to target terrorists, or they're supposed to target bad guys. Well, what if the system is the bad guys? It's going to turn inward on itself. And the larger issue in all of this is you've got one guy that's killed three people and shot two others, allegedly, reportedly. And you've got the police. Because I've watched it on the news, you've watched it, the photos, the combat gear, the beat cops walking around with sound suppression silencers on 308s, Reapers, M4, M16s, you name it. And the cops literally are acting like they could die any minute. I mean, I go do speaking engagements and don't have any security there to check anybody, and I walk out and talk to 2,000 people, and I'm not even scared. I just walk out there. If something's going to happen, it's going to happen. Just like I drove here today. The most dangerous thing you can do is drive. And I don't know, shaking and scared the whole time. I try to drive defensively, but it just shows the cultural mind control. Because I've watched a lot of this, and I've watched local news feeds, and these aren't cops that know they're being videotaped out of store windows by the local news. I mean, the cops are running around in a giant drama queen pity party. We have become a nation of drama queens, not just the police. And not all police departments are like this. And I know some LAPD people as well, and they never acted like this. I mean, this is drama queen central. And the globalist plan on record now to have a civil war that they instigate and start in this country by targeting gun owners, harassing gun owners. When gun owners start fighting back, start resisting, they're going to be called terrorists. And a lot of people are going to say, okay, I'm a terrorist. I'm going to start going out there and going after people. And I've always made this point. We don't want to go there. That's the last place we want to be. See, I'm not a guy dressed up in a bunch of Darth Vader gear trying to act tough and standing there on a street corner trying to scare little kids. You understand? I've really studied history. I know what a real war will be. I know the globalists want it because they win either way, because it's going to destroy our economy and destroy our culture. But the entire preparation isn't to fight Al-Qaeda now. In the training manuals, the TV shows, the dramas on TV to get the public ready for it, like I Hate Paul Revere and Founding Fathers, that the new Al-Qaeda is gun-owning conservatives. That's the new West Point reports, two different ones saying the Tea Party's going to join Al-Qaeda. And you know that's ridiculous. They don't care. Maybe 10% of the public's Tea Party, they're going to tell the 90% that we're Al-Qaeda. West Point now teaches that. The Army War College now teaches that. They have TV shows because it's not real, like Founding Fathers, where the militia leader is really Al-Qaeda, but the militia doesn't know. You're like, but that's just ridiculous. I mean, the Tea Party would never, it doesn't matter. It's on TV. And you've got a bunch of people like these cops in L.A. who statistically, more of them are going to die this week in car wrecks and more citizens are going to die with scared cops shooting them. They pulled a guy over and he was white in a car, not a truck, and they shot him. They said, okay, you can go. And then as he drove off, they shot him. They shot up his vehicle. Just craziness. Just absolute mania because they're trained and they watch these cop shows and terror shows all day that Al-Qaeda is hiding under every chair and right-wingers are hiding everywhere. You're going to go out now and start fights with people. You know, I've talked about how I get sick of bike riders on the hike and bike trail. When there's a 10-foot wide trail, they'll come over in your area and say, get out of their way. Most of them are very nice. But I was out hiking while I was running up a hill with my buddy the other day, Richard. I'm going to tell the story to, you know, bring it all together to admit I do this too. And these bike riders come down the big 15-foot wide hill, and they're on their side, I'm on mine. And the guys kind of get a little bit close to me, and one guy goes, hey, get out of the way, Alex. And I turned around to the guy, and I said, what did you say? And he goes, I'm talking to this guy. And Richard goes, yeah, no, he was saying, get out of my way or get off the brakes. I'd missed that part. The guy's named Alex up there. You know, it's like David or John. But here I am. I'm not taking crap off anybody, okay? And that wasn't intended for me, and I wasn't looking for a fight. I just can't help it. I turned around and said, what'd you say to me? And I just got to learn to not go off half-cocked. Well, it's the same system. The police are out there just looking for terrorists everywhere. And you're going to make the people that, pushing us around, getting in our face. And look, the military and the Pentagon knows this. When they're actually trying to take over an area, they kiss everyone's butt, treat them with great respect, give them all sorts of cash, free stuff, because you want the hearts and minds. When you look at what the globalists are doing, and it's not just me looking at what they're doing, I've got all their white papers and reports, they say they're going to start a civil war in America where the right-wing and libertarians have a shooting war with the police, then they'll bring in the UN, the communist, and I-4 after we've all killed each other. I've got an idea. Let's not play this game. How's that sound? Let's figure out the scam. Let's figure out how this really works, and let's go around it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next hour, that's only about 14 minutes away or so, we're going to start talking to the family members of servicemen and women that have committed suicide, a unprecedented epidemic, seven times what it was at the end of the Vietnam era, the previous record for suicides. I want to focus in on this and humanize these heroes the media wants to ignore. They want to use their heroics to try to sell the globalist tyranny agenda, but actually dehumanize the individual. So here's the toll-free number. I know it's hard to talk about, but we'd like to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. We have a different number here on the Sunday show than the weekday show because Genesis takes our calls and routes them through. On the weekday show, we're doing it all produced here in-house in Austin, Texas on Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And we'd like to hear you talk about what happened and why you think it happened in the next hour. Okay, so that said, you've got the slow militarization of police. It actually started with Daryl Gates and the CIA. That's been declassified, wanting to militarize police back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It started in L.A. as the model. They had shows like SWAT, and pretty soon every department wanted to be paramilitary. And the military trains to kill people and break things and fight an enemy. So if you have a domestic military, who do they fight? Well, us, the enemy. And the mainline Army and Marines have resisted this mission because they constitutionally have had it handed down that that's illegal. The country started over troops on the streets and gun confiscation in 1776. So what they're doing is just finding cops that'll do it. And a lot of these guys that are really true soldiers and are tough, you know, the tougher somebody is, the meaner somebody is, the nicer they are, and the more they're not looking for trouble. And the more their also intelligence tends to go with the package. And so your real warriors don't want to go around dominating men, women, and children. So they find the swollen, roid head, tough guy. They'll always have that gleam in their eye, that big smile. They think they're rock stars. This is a bunch of dress-up time, like three-year-old girls dressing up like princesses or boys dressing up like Spider-Man. You know, and that's fine when you're 5 years old or 3 years old. You're supposed to give that up when you get older. And I see so many of these cops that you'll get in your face or start fights with people. Or you've seen the videos online where somebody's done nothing wrong and they attack them. Or there's a story up at drudgereport.com on the right-hand side down towards the bottom now. That's an Infowars.com report where before this thing in California started, San Bernardino, these people are out there mile off the road in the mountains hiking and a police helicopter flies around in circles and lands and is like, why are you videotaping me? I'm going to search you without a warrant. Turned out they had no reason. It was just pure harassment. And that town and county is going bankrupt, but they've got a whole bunch of helicopters. And it's just that attitude of if you're going to be in a uniform and be packing heat, you better respect it. But see, government is kind of ganged up now to not respect that. Well, you're not going to be respected. Like, are Mexican police respected? Are North Korean police respected? No, they're not. In Spain, they don't respect the police anymore. They were respectable in times past. More and more in Germany, they're not respected because they act like a bunch of thugs. In Russia, they're not respected. In fact, most places, everybody knows, the police are crooks in uniforms. And, you know, if you're a good cop in those departments, you're out of the force or you're a joke. You're compartmentalized and they laugh at you because you won't take the hookers and the money and all the rest of it. And believe me, folks, just in my life, the things I've run into in Dallas and Los Angeles and New York, the parties I've been at, the things I've seen, and I'm sure you've seen it too. I mean, it's the police delivering the drugs to the party. It's the police running the hookers. It's the, and again, I'm at places that aren't even, you know, party places, and I'm like, I'm getting out of here. And I've run into this throughout my life. Stop being naive. Government is dangerous. You better keep it small. You better keep it under control, or it will eat your lunch. You keep it on a leash, or it'll put you on one. That's an Alex Jones quote right there. You keep government on a short leash, or it's going to put you on one. Their officials, their authorities, they fly on Air Force Ones. They've got the red carpet. They're kings. Government is kings. And through that above-the-law power, everyone that works for the government is now a lord. Well, my forebears fought against that, and I'm not going along with it. But newsflash to all the tough guys that are training for this civil war, and it's not Al-Qaeda pop-up targets now. It's guys with John Deere hats. They actually have these, you know, good old boys you're practicing killing. Let me tell you, you better hope the globalist civil war doesn't start. You're scared to death. They've got patrol cops off the streets on motorcycles or foot because of one guy in Southern California, a state of 38 million people, 20-something million of them in Southern California. You start a fight with 160 million gun owners. You let the global social engineers start this, the Bolshevik collectivist. You let them get you into this while they sit back. Do you have any idea what's going to happen if 1% of that 1% of that 160 million fight back and just go out and go after one person and then disappear, never seen again? That's 1.6 million combatants. Can you do the math? That's as many police there are in this country. Oh, but that's part of the globalist plan. They plan to have patriots engage in a night of the long knives. You don't know what that is, look it up, against you. That was Hitler's purge of the military and police that had helped him come to power, but still did it because they were scared of him or were intimidated into it. And then Hitler had several other purges, and so did Fidel Castro, so did Hugo Chavez, so did Stalin, so did Lenin, so did Mao, so did Pol Pot, so did the leader of the North Vietnamese, Ho Chi Minh. See, I know history. That's why I'm so freaked out right now. I know history. And I know there's a global corporate crime syndicate that's bought off all major governments and mopping up the few little governments they didn't control, playing us off against each other. And they want the patriots and the police and the military to kill each other. And every preparation they've made is for this. And Homeland Security is for this. And now the TV shows are about how this is coming. The dramas show that your wife, your husband, your neighbor, your school teacher, your boss is now being taught, guys that wear Gadsden flag shirts, guys that talk about George Washington, guys that talk about the Second Amendment, guys that talk about the New World Order. Oh, they're really Al-Qaeda. Now, if you're informed, that's ridiculous. But you see, it doesn't matter. They're targeting Joe Dumbo Sixpack out there. Sally Shocker Mom, who doesn't know her head from a hole in the ground. Now, again, when we start the next hour, we're going to take about 45 minutes of people that have lost family members to suicide in the military. I know it's hard to talk about, but we need to humanize this situation. We need to focus on this epidemic. That's coming up in the next hour, for most of the next hour. I will spend the last segment on some of the most important info, but let me just give you that number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. For families that have lost people to suicide, or if you're in the military and you've lost a friend, I should add that. I meant to add that at the start of the broadcast. If you had a buddy who committed suicide, you know, what led to that? What do you think caused that? Why is it epidemic? We should be talking about this. Like, why is breast cancer epidemic? Almost 3,000 percentage points what it was in the 50s. Here in the United States, we lead the world. Why is breast cancer epidemic? I know why. It's estrogen mimickers and the plastics in the food. The studies are out there, but it's never on the news. That's why girls are having babies at 8 years old, going to puberty at 3 years old now. Puberty average was 14 years old, and back in the 50s, now it's about 10. Three-year-olds are going into puberty now. Don't believe me, just type it into a search engine. Eight-year-olds are having babies. Seven-year-olds are having babies. Women are hyper-feminized. The plastics make the men become feminized. I mean, I know the reason, but see, should it be find a cure to breast cancer or find out why it's happening? If you had like 1,000 people a day getting hacked up with machetes, you want to know who's doing this, not let's find a cure to machete hacks. You know, it's the same thing. So we're going to be talking about that, but I'll get into, after we take about 45 minutes of calls on this all-important subject, we're going to get into the video that's now up at Infowars.com. Because the globalists admit they're planning this. World banker makes stunning confession. James Wolfensohn, former top globalist World Bank president, Bilderberg Group member, just bragging how they're going to make the West poor. See, once they've done that, it's game over. Once you're living in a dirt floor deal with two hours of electricity a day and your kid's basically on the edge of starvation, you're not going to be so uppity anymore. You see, the global mega rich don't want free market. They don't want wealth. They're going to try to drowned the free market and make us all poor, and I don't like it. And I believe you need to know about the real war going on. Those of you who want to act like you're real men, the real fight's happening right now. Second hour's coming up. Tell your friends and family to tune in right now, however you're listening.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The reported shooter of the police has put out a new statement. We'll see if that's for real. But again, it could be staged as well. My gut says it's real just by looking at the way the establishment's responding, how it was floated out there. You can disagree with me if you want. Accused killer cheered by the left. We are all Chris Dorner. These people are so sick. A pro-gun control guy. See, I haven't even seized on that to demonize the gun grabbers. Just truly disgusting. Absolutely, truly, truly disgusting. So we're going to be breaking some of that down. Now here's the deal. I can open the phones up to Australia and have, 15 people calling from Australia. And I can open the phones up to police and have 15 police call in. And that was something I was thinking about, having the police call in and give their take on this Dorner. Look at this headline. CBS News, support growing for former L.A. officer accused of killing spree. Good God. Yeah, and they're like, oh, we're going to open the case for you while you were fired. It's such political correctness. Well, if it's like Django, you're killing evil white people. That's okay. Man, I tell you, this is sick. See, that's when you really know they're spinning it and they weren't behind it, is when they're like saying it's now a good thing. I just can't you imagine. Anyways, we haven't gotten but one call from someone who says they lost a family member from suicide in the military. And I know this is an epidemic, 22 people a day. I know it's hard to talk about. If you've lost a buddy in the military to suicide, or you knew people well that did, we'd like to hear from you because it's important. It hasn't been given the focus it needs. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. That's the Sunday phone number to call. But, Chris, you're coming up in the next segment. Let's get to John in Colorado, and then Kathy, Jay, and Jeffrey first. John, you're on the air. Go ahead. All righty. Are we going to take that caller or is that phone system down? Let's talk to Kathy in Oregon. Kathy, you're on the air.
Alex, I always say if you don't stand for something, you would fall for anything. And, I've been listening to your show here for the past week or so, and you've been talking about this guy in California, this AWOL officer or former officer. And, it's just so hard to believe anything the media says, and I don't know, where is this guy, And
but see, they weren't ready for it. They didn't have the jump. It doesn't fit what would help them. You understand? Again, I've studied him so long, but, do you disagree?
Well, here's the thing. These guys, the government, they're so diabolical. They could just, say that he's Obama, Piers Morgan lover, to make it look like they're not involved. And, whatever the thing they're trying to use this whatever they're trying to use this for, whatever purpose, it could be staged, for the California gun grab. It just stinks.
Well, absolutely. They are trying to ban and make you turn in all the semi-autos right now. But here's the deal. There's 315 million people and growing. There are going to be real people that go out and shoot people. And we're going to have good guys take out a bad guy with guns. Just because there's a bad guy doesn't mean we all give our guns up. We have to point that out. Just because somebody stabs somebody to death, we don't turn our knives in. I know the MO of the narcissistic government types that think they're Rambo. I've talked a lot about it. And they would put out a manifesto that would be pro-gun if they were going to stage this. I know them. They target the lowest common denominator. This is exactly what I would expect out of a authoritarian libtard, as they're known. This is exactly the type of stuff that would be real. I'm just saying, I read it. It reads like it's real. There's so many little essences that go into a statement like that. It's my gut, and it's just the facts. I think Al Gore won the 2000 election. I hate Al Gore, but the evidence was he won. Mitt Romney won this election. There was election fraud. Evidence is that. Doesn't mean I like Mitt Romney. It's just a fact. I believe this, from the evidence we've got, is real. Now, he could be some military mental patient, mind control, who went off the rails. That could be it, too.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Syndicated transmission, Infowars.com, XM 166, over 150 AM and FM affiliates. But also Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live. And we are live right now, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, the Sunday show's not on XM yet, and I've not ever really lobbied them, but I think we're going to lobby them next week. So call XM of your subscribers. Tell them you want the Sunday show on XM as well. And if you're listening on an AM or FM station, whether it's 590 AM right now or, you know, Bakersfield, California, or L.A., California, or wherever it is, be sure and spread the word about the broadcast and thank them for carrying the show. Finishing up, I'm seeing comments on Infowars.com in the articles. Why isn't Alex talking about the alleged reported person behind the killing spree in California, the former LAPD cop, Christopher Dorner, and his gun control love? Yes, the manifesto loves Obama. Says the citizens should have all their guns taken. You can go read the quotes. And he's reportedly issued a new statement. We're vetting that right now. But all I know is CBS News is saying support growing for former L.A. officer accused of killing spree. I mean, if that isn't sick, if that isn't sick... they're now coming out, and the head of the LAPD, the chief, has said they're going to reopen his firing case. I mean, this is just sickening. I mean, this is sickening, whether the guy did it or not. The fact they're like, oh, yes, more poor little sweetie cake. I mean, this is crazy. Can you imagine if a Tea Party or a conservative, a libertarian, a gun owner, I don't care what color they were, came out and did this, it would be the end of the world. I mean, as gun owners, we were told it was our fault. It was our fault Sandy Hook happened, when statistically mass shootings are 88 people a year and about half of those are gangbangers killing each other. You got about 42 people a year dying in real mass shootings out of 315 million. I mean, violent crimes since 1991 has dropped 49%, FBI.gov, real statistics. You never hear that on the news. It's all how gun owners are killing the children, and we got a right to be gun-free. Except for the Predator drones you're using in California. And they're saying this is the first time ever drones have been used against someone. No, they're not. Daily Mail, meet the North Dakota family of anti-government separatists busted by cops using a Predator drone after stealing six cows, which they had, and the cows kept breaking into their property. So by common law, they took them for the cost. We've had our cows taken before the third or fourth time they break into somebody's property. Nothing you can do. It's not very neighborly, but nothing you can do. You know, the last thing we need to do is demonize the American people for stuff like this. So let's get that straight. But yes, this guy's manifestos are just how much he loves Biden, how cool he is, and how only law enforcement, the new royalty, can have guns. I mean, on and on and on. And I, for one, am sick of it. Okay, look, I got loaded phone lines here, but only a couple of them are people who lost family to suicide. And so we're going to go through those calls and then get to other people that are calling in or saying they lost family from being on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the Prozac family of drugs. But let me just, before I go to your calls here briefly, give you a couple of headlines here. This is Forbes. Suicide rate among vets and active duty military jumps now to 22 a day. Almost once an hour, every 65 minutes to be precise, a military veteran commits suicide. And that's a new investigation by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Yeah, it's actually far worse than that. This is roughly sevenfold the height of suicides in 1975 at the end of the Vietnam War when people felt depressed. Amazing. Now, again, it doesn't get the attention it deserves. Suicide now America's leading cause of death by injury, new study shows. That's Huffington Post and ABC News. Who knew the leading cause of death is suicide? Unnatural death. Yeah, the AR-15 isn't even the top 500. But if you watch Piers Morgan, you'd think it was the bathtubs killed 20-something thousand a year. Okay? You going to ban those? Look at this deadly... We should do a skit where we, like, talk about an assault tub and, like, I guess shoot a bathtub then because it's so evil. In fact, let's do it. Let's go buy a bathtub at a shooting range, and I'll go shoot it with a 50 cal Tuesday. We're already going shooting, so... Oh, boy, I'm losing my mind here. Okay. Enough of that. I'm going to get into the economy after we take about 45 minutes of calls and why we're being bankrupted by design. State of the Union, China eclipses U.S. as biggest trading nation. We're going to be getting to all of that. But, I mean, now the mainstream media, I've got multiple mainstream news articles going, hey, he's killing people because they're white. And, I mean, the whites are evil. Django kills whites. I mean, you know. By the way, he's a big fan of Django. Support growing for former L.A. officer accused of killing spree. It's up at drudgereport.com on the right-hand side. It's also up at infowars.com. Let's punch that up. Trail goes very cold. 1 million reward. Accused killer cheered by left. We are all Chris Dorner now. I got to turn my guns in because one of your little program government bots. Man, I've seen that smile so much. So proud to be a government bureaucrat. Everybody else is scum but you. Oh, yes. Ooh. And he wants to reportedly kill their families. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Kill their families because he's out randomly shooting cops, reportedly. These people are so sick. I mean, all I ever hear about from the so-called left or a bunch of authoritarians is how once they get power, how they're going to kill libertarians. You know, I'll keep my guns, scum. How's that sound? And you can get them from my cold, dead hands. You want me to be your property, your mule pulling your plow. It ain't happening, turds. Okay, just get that through your little heads. Man. All right, I apologize for ranting there. Let's go now talking about the suicide and the trips to Chris in Colorado. Chris, tell us who you knew and who committed suicide and what you think was behind it. What is behind the epidemic of military personnel committing suicide, Chris?
Well, I personally definitely think since they use our troops as guinea pigs from the time that they begin training, it's the combination of the vaccines and the gases, and even down to the food that they expose our troops to, is the whole time that they're enlisted and their name and life is on that paper, is that they're being tested, and it's on a biological level. And now that we see the increased amount of suicides, that's next what they plan for the American people. And everyone out there listening right now, every time they see a military and police, they need to go out of their way to walk up to them and shake their hand and thank them for the oath that they swore to the Constitution and then talk to them on those.
That's right. Don't thank them for serving in a globalist war for opium or oil or whatever. Thank them, or war for globalism. Thank them for defending the Bill of Rights and Constitution and following their oath, something the system is so afraid of, and Oath Keepers. I totally, absolutely agree with you. And fight for the military. I fought for the military to not be given the experimental smallpox shot that killed so many of them in 02. They had to stop it 10 years ago. I fought to get the deadly experimental anthrax shot stopped that killed so many. You know, they use the troops to get all sorts of approval where you've got to do human testing of dangerous vaccines and stuff. It's illegal to make troops take experimental vaccines. They're the only group you can make take approved vaccines, FDA approved. But they've got rights like we do, too. Do troops have rights? Because everybody says, oh, the troops are God. But then, oh, they don't have rights to say no to an anthrax shot. Yes, they do. And it's up to us to inform them. I talked to a gun shop owner, one of the biggest in the country, the head of tactical firearms. It's on video. And he says, well, you know, it's the law. I've got a report when somebody buys a gun to the ATF. It's already registered. There is no law. It's a ATF order. Just to see if you'll do something that's not the law. It's all color of law. Now tell us who you lost in your family.
Well, it's real personal. I don't want to get emotional on the phone right now. But again, reminding their service members and the police by just shaking their hand and looking in their face, it really means a lot to them, the family members, and especially the police. I mean, a lot's going on right now. We need to stay together as a nation and as families and as people.
That's why they want to divide us. Listen, Chris, can we come back to you? I know you don't want to share this. It's painful for you, but we need to humanize, whether it was your dad, your brother, your uncle. I mean, was it your dad, your brother, your uncle? Who was it?
Let me pull it together. You can come back to me.
All right, I'll come back to you after the break. We'll be right back after this quick break, and we've got others calling in who lost family to this. They make them serve up to 10 tours, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody ever made them serve more than one.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. I'm here in space. I'm looking down on you.
right, Chris, Ron, Sandy, Matt, James, Rick. Those first six callers say they've all lost family to suicide. I think all of them but one from military suicide. The issue is, why is this happening? Why is it epidemic? Well, I saw a story 2 years ago that the Big Ten insurance companies got together back in 99 with Clinton and the Republicans and said, let's do a deal where all these death pensions that troops have had part of their check taken out to be put into life insurance, let's just take that money. It was trillions. And they took it. But the veterans groups, oh, we don't talk about that. Patriotism is worshiping the foreign banks that have hijacked and taken America over. And then I've met people that have served seven tours and had automatic re-ups and forced back in, fine print of the contracts. I mean, they didn't make you serve but one tour in World War II or Vietnam or Korea or World War I, because they knew more than that, if you wanted out, get out. And then even if you wanted to stay in, 2 years max, because it could screw you up. It could absolutely screw you up. And now they put them on psychotropic drugs that the insert says can make you commit suicide or go haywire and kill others. But every time a veteran does something wrong, they blame all veterans instead of blaming the system that did this. But statistically, veterans still are some of the most law-abiding people out there. The media is hyping that veterans, while saying they love them and they're the best people in the world, oh, but they're the main danger, Homeland Security. Why, look how this guy's a veteran out there who shot three cops. That's why we need Predator drones. The robots can be trusted. And I just cannot believe that the left is cheering this guy. And I mean, I got CBS News here saying that he's a... I'm living in the twilight zone at this point. Chris, I'm going to get to others. I appreciate you holding. Finish up. I know it's hard for you to talk. If you don't want to, I understand. But you talked about them being guinea pigs for drugs and things, a lot of experimental stuff. Your family member that committed suicide, can you... I mean, what do you think happened? Who were they?
I definitely think it's tied to the vaccines and the psychotropic drugs that they're practically forcing down our troops' throats. I don't want to make this about me, our struggle, my family. This is about all of
us. No,
our
no, I understand,
troops,
but we have to listen,
American
listen. You have
family.
To, you have to, you have to, you don't have to. I'm saying it's good to identify an individual to humanize them. You see, they don't want to put a face to this.
I definitely want to take this chance to talk to all those troops out there that are listening right now that might have had that thought go through their head of suicide. We need you in this fight. We don't need you to lose your life anywhere on any battlefield, especially one in your mind. You need to turn that energy toward
yes.
this info war and go after somebody in the Illuminati, somebody in the New World Order, just like right now. Alex Jones, you're not telling the truth about hiring Mallory Mahoney.
Oh, I appreciate your call. My gosh, that caller calls in and sits there and obsesses over stuff. It's unbelievable. Let's talk to Ron in Arizona. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I got an email a couple of days ago from a buddy of mine in the Air Force. We served over in Germany in the 70s. And it was called The Last Words of So-and-So. And I thought he had committed suicide, and his wife had sent this out to, you know, all the people on his email list. And I just got a, you know, obviously I sent an email back, and I just got an email from him saying, no, I didn't kill myself. This is just preparation for it. But I think the reason why a lot of these guys in the military are committing suicide is because it's just too much pressure. And especially if you're under the fear of being blown up by IED.
You know, that's something I've never thought of. I am less afraid of being killed than I am of being locked up in some dungeon. And so that's something that I really never thought of. Are they committing suicide, a lot of them, when they're being forced to go back just because they're so sick of it all?
Well, yeah. Also, the living conditions are horrendous. I mean, I never went bivouacking when I was in the Air Force. One of the guys I served with went out on a bivouac. But it's you're out... out in the wilderness or the wild or whatever you want to call it, and you're living in tents and sleeping on the ground and eating the lousiest food you could ever imagine. Now, imagine these guys in Afghanistan and Iraq doing that for a year or more at a time.
Well, on top of it, they're putting them on the psychotropics. They're re-upping them. The IRS is going after them at home. They're going bankrupt. A lot of that feeds into it. They've never, I mean, let's say you're supposed to put 50,000 miles on a pair of tires. They've put 300,000, 400,000 miles on these guys. And then the media doesn't want to focus on it. They want to just demonize the veterans and say, oh, they're dangerous, when statistically they're not that dangerous. But hyping it up every time one of them goes haywire. Thank you, Ron. I'm glad your buddy didn't commit suicide. Sandy in Texas, what's your story?
I was in Iraq in 2004, and I was in Afghanistan in 2007. And as a nurse, I was just absolutely astounded at the number of troops on drugs, some of them three and four different types of psych drugs.
Sure, sure, ma'am. When you called us, you were on a handheld deal. You're on speakerphone right now. I'd really like to be able to hear you. So whenever when the callers go on air, let's go to the actual handheld deal. Can you go off speakerphone, please?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead and start over.
I was in Iraq in 2004 and Afghanistan in 2007, and I worked in medical, and I was just absolutely astounded at the number of psych drugs these troops are on. One individual can be on three to four different types of psych and still be given a weapon and sent to Afghanistan or Iraq. And in Iraq, we had multiple. In 2004, it was ridiculous, the amount of suicide. And that's hard to do with a 16.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to hear what you're saying. It's so important. I'm going to put you on hold and see if we can call you back or if you can call us back on a landline, because that cordless phone or whatever is out of batteries, and it just plagues us, the quality of phones in this country, cell phone, landline, you name it. Okay, well, that's all you've got. Go ahead and finish up then. So you're saying you worked in medical and they were on, what, Luvox, you name it?
Prozac, just go down the list. Lithium-type drugs, all of them dangerous, every single one of them. And people on two and three different types of them. And the vaccines on top of that, I mean, we took, when I went over, we took the nasal, which was the live vaccine.
Yeah, absolutely. You tell you're a nurse, you know how deadly that is. Ma'am, call us back. Give her our hotline number. I'd like to get her on as a guest. I want to get her on as a guest. As a guest. I want to get her on as a guest. As a guest. I want to make sure that happens. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side. Stay with us. We're going to put her on hold. More of your calls coming up.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we got three or four more callers who say that they've had friends and family commit suicide or knew people in the military that did. But we got Sandy on a better line. She was a nurse in medical. And the statistics are there. I mean, you heard her. They can put them on three psychotropics at once. They put foster children, 68% of them national average, on an average of seven drugs apiece, many of them psychotropics, because they get more money for a special needs child. So they'll make you special needs to get that money. And some foster parents, some people in the system are not immoral and don't do that, but a lot of them are, in a culture where you just make excuses for whatever gets you ahead so you can go get more money for foster kids you've got on seven drugs to buy that Gucci bag that you're selling your soul for. But they're now reporting that drones, again, are chasing the suspect. The drones are going to save us, the reported person shooting police. It just goes on and on. But notice, 2 weeks ago, you had Al Sharpton say, hey, forget your Second Amendment for government. We got drones to take you out. Really, the drones couldn't hold Baghdad. They can't hold Afghanistan. One guy's got Southern California paralyzed in fear. If the globalists start a civil war, ladies and gentlemen, there's no way they'll win with physical force. They're going to stage terror attacks against soft targets with children and blame the Patriot movement for it and stage a psyop. Why isn't this a psyop? They would never do something like this where one of their people does some of this. And this whole background and how they want the image of they're the good guys, you're the bad guy. You understand that? And the whole MO, the background, all of it. If it is staged, I haven't seen the angles yet. All right, Sandy, who was working in medical in Iraq, talking about what she witnessed. Recap what you said, because it was very important, but some of it was breaking up. We're talking about people that know folks that committed suicide in the military, how the media has been trying to cover this up and not make it a big issue, and what people who've experienced it, what they think is causing folks to commit suicide. So, Sandy, go ahead and recap what you were saying.
Yes, I was in Iraq in 2004 and in Afghanistan in 2007 as a nurse, and I saw all the troops on these psych drugs, everything from serotonin uptake to lithium-type drugs, some individuals up to three different types of psych drugs. There was no screening, no psych screening for these people. They just went through the tour, and they said, okay, what type of psych drugs you're on, and they just wrote them down, and there you go. You know, we'll just keep refilling you. But these people would have breakdowns. They would crack up. They would be involved in incidents, and this went on and on, and suicides over there, too, which is hard to do with an M16 or an M4 rifle. You literally have to almost use your toes to pull the trigger. And a lot of these deaths were under very, very mysterious circumstances. Like, we had an attempted suicide and a suicide at the same time. And one was in finance, where they were missing millions and millions of dollars. And as soon as this person turned up dead, they said it was suicide. And
I was about to say, a lot of these suicides are actually fraggings. Because there have been hundreds of deaths where fraud investigators from the Army, the Marines, show up at a base and then get killed in the trailer, you know, where they're running their accounting operation. And you're saying that you were around some of that as well.
Exactly. These people, they called everything over there was suicide, even though there were some that they actually had to say was murder. But they had troops murdering each other, which was a real shock. A lot of that didn't go on in the other wars, but there's a lot of it going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, troops murdering each other, and then the suicides, and then the mysterious deaths on top of everything. And I was concerned with all the drugs, the people that are walking around with loaded weapons on three and four psych drugs, let alone just one psych drug.
Well, I remember 5 years ago hearing about Blackwater, now XZ, on cocaine, running around naked, shooting up families for fun. And I thought it was, you know, left-wing propaganda or something until it came out years later in federal court. It was going on, reportedly mountains of cocaine. So if that's going on there, imagine what's happening on the other side. We are just an immoral nation on average, and it's going to manifest in the military. But you've got the officers like royalty flying around with their camp followers and their basically paid prostitutes, and then you've got the troops in lice-infested aircraft, C-130s flying back to Iraq, defecating in buckets. That's come out in the news. It's just a system coming off the rails on more and more fronts. Do you concur with what I just said?
Oh, yeah, I was there. I've been in the bottom of some of them 1C-130s, 135. They're nasty, and the bathrooms don't work. And the conditions over there are deplorable. People would say, well, you know, that's just most of these people are just depressed, you know, from the conditions that the soldiers have to be in. Boxes, they literally, in Iraq, they literally lived in railroad boxes during the summer with 120 degrees heat in Iraq. You're living inside a metal box.
While in the green zone, there are hookers lined up around the block and everything else.
Oh, and there's so much illegal drugs over there. I mean, I have pictures from Afghanistan where, you know, the troops would just bring back, they'd take pictures of the marijuana fields and bring back samples and stuff. So much of it floating around is just beyond.
Listen, you heard about the 60-something billion in pallets of cash where they would give privates 30 grand, they would give captains 100 grand, colonels 200, 300 grand, generals a couple million. That was to corrupt them, just like they bought off the local warlords. And, you know, I've talked to family about it who was in Iraq, and they go, I'm not going to talk about it. Don't ask me about it. And it's like, yeah, right, I like that new truck and that new house. I mean, that's what's going on. It's just the total seduction of our military. And but I believe the psych drugs are the number one cause, because the insert says massively increases suicide, megalomania, mass murder. And you're saying, as a medical worker, what a nurse, that you concur with that?
I mean, yes. Here in the civilian life, that's bad enough, being on these type of drugs that will trigger suicide. But you take that person and you put them in a stressful situation or a combat situation, duh.
Well, again, what psychotropics do is they take away the inhibition and the anxiety. And so normally you have a feeling you want to kill somebody. It's just a feeling. And let's be honest, everybody's had the feeling of just a compulsion of choking somebody or you know, something like that. I mean, if somebody tells you they have it, they're lying. You take one of these drugs, well, you have the compulsion. You just do it. It takes away the inhibition. Anything else you'd like to add, ma'am? Very powerful call.
People need to be concerned about the vaccines. When we went over to Afghanistan, everybody got the live vaccine, which is the nasal vaccine, and they went around and made us hold our head back, and they counted to like 20 or whatever.
By the way, that's illegal to give in the U.S. That's got live viruses in it.
That's right.
By the way, they gave you
troops going over there.
That strain has SV40. It has cancer virus in it. Go ahead.
I came back with exotic diseases that even as a nurse, I had barely heard of. I came back after the live vaccine. I came back from a one-year tour in Afghanistan with Hashimoto, autoimmune thyroid disease, Raynaud's disease, vitiligo, which is a skin autoimmune disease.
Yeah, no, they're using, it's been, they shot up gay men in New York and other areas with the hepatitis vaccine with HIV. That's come out in congressional reports. In the late 70s, they use the troops as the vectors now. You're a nurse, you know what that means, but they shoot people up to then come back and bring it back. They're in, just like the atomic soldiers, the DU, all the guinea pigging, the black men in syphilis, they're using you. And while saying they love you, would you rather be patted on the head at the Super Bowl, or would you rather not be given all these diseases?
I would rather not have the diseases. And everybody I know, I go to the VA hospital, and we're all dying of cancer.
Well, ma'am, the nasal vaccine you were given, what, was it a polio vaccine or a flu vaccine?
No, it's supposed to have been the flu.
Yeah, no, Cancer Virus City. I mean, folks, more of your calls coming up. This is unbelievable. God bless you.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, here's the deal. I intended to get into this, and I will on the weekday show, because it's 3 hours tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Mountain. Websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. China eclipses U.S.'s biggest trading nation measured in goods. We've got an article up at Infowars.com. Top banker drops bombshell. In fact, let me give you the actual headline. Up at Infowars.com. I'm just going from memory on that. But if, again, when you guys punch up Infowars.com, so I can give them that James Wolftonson headline. It's very, very important. But I'm not going to be able to get to that right now, because I promised to go to your phone calls, and I want to hear from people that have lost friends, family, or others from suicide and what they believe caused it. Now, there it is. World banker makes stunning confession. And that's James Wolftonson, former head of the World Bank, saying you're going to be poor. They're going to get rid of the middle class in the United States and Europe. But he doesn't tell you it's by design. They script the whole thing like, gee, this is happening. And again, it's the ultra-rich getting rid of the middle class and the nouveau riche. And knowing about this is the way to stop it. Here are some of the headlines. China eclipses U.S.'s biggest trading nation. Fed's holding of U.S. debt, that means private Federal Reserve, hits a record 1.696 trillion. 16-plus trillion, almost 17 trillion. The Fed's bailout of European countries with record $237 billion injection into foreign banks in the past month. It's not the countries. They're giving a blood transfusion to the vampires, the same private banks that run this country, who aren't free market. How Obama is wielding executive power in the second term. Yeah, turning into a dictator. Obama to propose spending to boost jobs and State of the Union. He's doing everything he can to get rid of jobs. He knew when he increased taxes on people, it would shut down jobs. That's just some of it. Matt in Michigan, tell us your story, sir.
My story is about my uncle and the signs to look for when they try to go cold turkey and just quit taking them. I was 16 at the time. I'm 30 now. And I had seen him on a Wednesday, and he seemed like his mind was really racing. And he kept asking me, is anything wrong? Can I help you with anything? And I was not wise enough at the time to understand that something was wrong with him. So I'm again on the Friday. Same thing. I knew something was wrong with him.
To be clear, somebody, you're saying he went off serotonin reuptake inhibitors. He was not in the military, but he went off of them and then killed himself. Yeah, they'll make you commit suicide, but going cold turkey, boy, that's when they really, that people really kill themselves then.
Well, absolutely. And what the reason for my call is that if anybody sees these signs, they can interject and maybe stop this from happening. At the time, I was so young that I didn't understand it myself. Now, if it happened and I saw it again, I would take actions to help divert this.
Real fast, tell folks what he was doing. Talking real fast, having anxiety.
Real fast. He was super passionate about, you know, can I help you with anything? What's wrong with you? And his mind was racing. Almost like maybe somebody that was on crystal meth or something like that.
Yeah, no, it has a speed effect, also an hallucinogenic effect.
Sure. And then it came to a Sunday, and that's when his trigger just flipped on him. And he did some things that were pretty wild. When the police showed up, he ran to the pole barn, and he took a 30-06, and he ended it. And this is somebody that was super good-looking, super charismatic. This was way beyond anything that he would normally do.
He had a great life, but they put him on these drugs for whatever reason. Like, it's no big deal. Everybody's on them when they're in the hallucinogen class. God bless you. I appreciate your call. You know, a few months ago, 4 or 5 months ago, a police officer responded at Walmart to a man walking around the aisles with a gun. And it turned out he was on an antidepressive, antipsychotic drug and mixed alcohol with it. I mean, you know, and the cop just shoots him for no reason. The guy didn't even know who he was. You know, the Sergeant Bales, who went and killed 18 innocent Afghans, was on psychotropics. I mean, it's just, you see this over and over again. And I'm not saying it's okay what they did. But, I mean, you know, you don't put somebody on something in the hallucinogen family, and then when they go out and do something crazy, put them in jail. I mean, it's the drugs get the blame, and they get the blame because we need to get these drugs out of there. And the psychiatric system is running the Pentagon, and they are just putting the troops on this stuff. 10 years ago, they wouldn't hire you for the military if you'd ever been under psychiatric care or even been on Ritalin. And it's in the amphetamine class, not even the hallucinogen class. I mean, amphetamines are nothing compared to hallucinogens, comparatively when the violence, if you look at the statistics, and they wouldn't take you 10 years. Now they just take you the last 10 years. And it is a crazy, 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 crazy what they've done. Let's go to James in Arkansas. Before I go to James, I want to put him on hold and say this briefly. I'm so sick of hearing mainline neocon, fake conservative talk show host on radio and on TV and all the rest of it. Oh, I love the troops. Oh, they say the troops, when they say that, they mean the agenda of the globalist. They just wrap that with the troops. But they never talk about how they're used as guinea pigs for drugs and vaccines. They never talk about the 5, 6, 7, 8 TERS. They never talk about the drugs. And I care about everybody, foreigners, troops, police, myself, my family. I have empathy. I'm a regular human. I'm on team human. I'm on team America as well because we've got the best Bill of Rights and Constitution, and I'm an American, going back to its founding. And I love this country, and I'm angry about what's happening. And I want everybody to get a fair shake. You know, so many people, I saw some video criticizing me going, Alex didn't know you can buy stock in the New World Order and these companies and get ahead. I know you can do that. But you're not going to have any future buying into the evil, thinking you've got a power trip. Let's go to James in Arkansas. James, what's your report, sir?
Yes, thanks for taking my call, Alex. It's a pleasure speaking to you. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, I was in the Airborne Rangers, and I had a friend that he went to a different company that wasn't so good, and the corruptors, those that were into evil and so forth, just kept harassing them and stressing them out and so forth, and I got to speak to him before block leave, and he was definitely into a hypnotic state, and during block leave, it turns out he supposedly he played Russian roulette. He shot himself. And it's all to do with this spiritual and psychological warfare. If you're good or decent at all, you know, just a good godly warrior, and there's any evil, corrupt, or bad folks in there, then they want to come after you, stress you out, harass you, and try to infect you with the dark side, in other words.
No, that's exactly what they do. I've experienced it, not in the military, but politically, and even growing up, I've been run into that. And absolutely, they're trafficking in souls, and they want your psyche. They want you to join them, or they'll come after you.
Yes, and what's really helped me out a lot, I was in a parachute accident and so forth, but I made sergeant in 2 years and so on, but I got a hold of this, sorry to plug something, but it's helped me out so much, and I'm not on any pain meds anymore, and I'm not drinking.
Well, good job, sir. They want to get you on drugs so they can take your rights from you and say you're bad. They want to get you on drugs to say you're a bad person, like you're a convict. That's their plan, to take your constitutional rights by inducting you into a psychiatric system or a penal system. Let's go to Rick in Oregon. Last caller we have time for. Apologize to the others, David in England and others who had incredible stories. Tomorrow we'll cover this as well. Rick in Oregon, last caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a couple of things I want to touch on here. One, I did have a friend that took his life. I'm a veteran myself, and I was actually out of the military and going to the VA and trying to seek help, and they were telling me, what are your issues? I have anxiety, depression. I can't sleep. I'm hypervigilant. Okay, well, this is what's wrong with you. You have post-traumatic stress symptoms.
This is what's wrong with you. You're a man. You're supposed to be kicking butt, running businesses, standing up for yourself. That's normal. You're supposed to be hypervigilant. That's how I feel. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, they're telling me that these issues that I were having needed to be handled through this medication. So I was willing to take the medication because I was definitely suffering. Within a short amount of time, I realized that these drugs that I was taking were hurting me, not helping me. Within a month, I had a friend that was coming back. We crossed paths. He was relieving my unit that was there. He was complaining about depression while he was there. They sent him home. I know he was on medication as well. They actually, because we were reservists, just sent him home after 2 weeks.
Sure, what happened to him? We're almost out of time. What happened?
He wound up taking his own life. He took his life. I thought about taking my life. I have friends that have thought about taking their life. I know many people, including myself, that have put the
gun in
their mouth.
Don't do that. Help the poor. Get a relationship with God. Spiritual systems can help you. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Call me back tomorrow. I feel terrible having callers like that left on hold from Arkansas, Oregon, Colorado, Alabama, England, you name it. That's it for the Sunday show. But you heard it. The drugs are killing them. Guys, just, man, go out and help others. That will help you. That's what's happened to you. God can heal you.